Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Hi, everyone. I'm Vincent Joe.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reed.
And I'm Allison Reed.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Grace.
We're from the Haydenettes.
I am Mark Henretti.
Ciao a tutti, siamo Rebecca Ghirardi.
E Filippo Ambrosini.
E vi diamo il benvenuto a
This Weekend Skating.
Welcome to This Week in Skating, the weekly podcast bringing you the latest news from the world of figure skating. Here are your hosts, Daphne, Gina, and Matteo.
Welcome back to another episode of This Week in Skating. Happy Canada Day on the day that we're recording this, and happy almost 4th of July, which is our Independence Day holiday in the States.
Yeah, here we are. It's July. It's officially the new season because today is July 1st. And this month is the Olympics, summer, not winter. But I've been all getting excited for it. As I mentioned last week, my friend was at the gymnastics Olympic trials. She was texting me every day she was there. I got videos of Simone Biles doing her vault, doing her floor exercise. It was really cool. She had a really good time. And one thing I wanted to mention from it, because when I got home last night after a very busy weekend for work, I was home in time for the announcement of the team, the women's team for gymnastics. And one thing I noticed right away was, and what my friend had told me in text messages too, was it was such a big party atmosphere as they were deliberating on the five girls that were going to go to the Olympics. And she said they were standing up, there was entertainment going on, they had a countdown and to the decision. And then when they announced the five girls, the girls came out to like this fanfare. I mean, they announced their names. There was confetti. There was an interviews with them. I really think we need to do a better job, especially in the U.S. when we announce our figure skating team. The past few years, it's been either a press conference that announces the team, or they've been on the Today Show maybe too. There's been an announcement. I think we should do something like that, you know, where it's a party, there's entertainment, and then they come out on the ice to so that everyone that's there, you know, especially the fans who pay to come to Nationals during an Olympic year, get to be there to celebrate. I think you can do a press conference afterwards and let the media ask their questions afterwards, but I think everyone should find out at the exact same time, media, fans, and let's have it a big party. So I just wanted to state that at the beginning of this episode because I've been all about the Summer Olympics getting really ready. And that was one thing that stuck out to me. It was like, we need to really celebrate our Olympic athletes a little bit more in figure skating.
Agreed. I'm all for whatever we can give more fanfare to the athletes because they're working so hard. There have been so many sacrifices, and it's such a whirlwind for them to compete at nationals and then get ready to go to the Olympics. So it'd be great if we could figure out a way to do that. I think sometimes the biggest issues run into team selection takes a little bit of time, sometimes a day even.
Yeah.
So maybe there's something that they can do to make that happen. I think it would be very, very cool. I know at one point they used to bring in all of our former Olympic champions.
Right.
And I've seen a few of those. It was a very special time to be in the arena and watching them walk out onto the carpet and be recognized for being the champions that they are. And I don't think they've done it in a while. And I do think a few of our champions are probably getting older and not able to get out there and do that, but it would really be great to recognize, you know, that excellence. And I think it's, you know, it'd be great for the athletes who are going off to the Olympics to have, you know, the royalty there to, you know, welcome them to the Olympic family.
Yeah, agreed.
So let's kick this off with general skating news, and Mateo's going to take this first one about the U.S. figure skating music policy that was released late last week.
So, there was a policy that was being released, and it's about the use of music at U.S. figure skating events and approved events. So it's quite technical. I'm not going to go down to too much detail into it, but basically what they're trying to do is to try to understand whether and to provide the support for skaters and events organizers and to know whether they have the right to reproduce something and how they can use that music in what format, how long for, and so on. It's quite technical, as I said, so it's quite difficult to try to summarize this in a few words. But U.S. figure skating has partnered with the two largest performance rights organizations, which are ASCAP, American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, and BMI, which is Broadcast Music Inc., to secure a blanket performance license. What's going to happen is that the U.S. figure skating will help to understand whether someone is complying with applicable copyright laws in relation to music being used at competitions, shows, training, and other background or intermission music being utilized during a U.S. figure skating sanctioned or approved event, program, or activity. So BMI and ASCAP will be helping in understanding whether things are going to be done in the right way. Now, it's quite a difficult topic because we are talking about license to use music, which is something quite sensitive. Of course, we always take for granted that whatever we see the skater skating on and the ISU is using or an event organizer using is something that we take for granted that can be there. But actually, musicians are professionals that are releasing their work that should be paid for. And what the U.S. figure skating association is doing is to try to make sure that we are doing the right thing with it. I remember a couple of weeks ago during the press conference of the ISU Congress, we asked a question about broadcasting in America and why there are not enough opportunities to catch up with the skating, particularly I think with the fact that you only have 48 hours after an event takes place to watch the show. And the main answer was actually all around music rights and making sure that they are not breaching any copyright or any license that it cannot breach. So as I said, it's quite a complex topic, but there are conversations going on. There's actually a conversation going on now as we are recording this podcast. So surely we'll find out a bit more over the next few weeks.
It's definitely something, as you said, that it's quite dense. Like, digging through it is going to take some time. So the Court of Arbitration for Sport is going to hold a hearing on July 22nd on the appeals by the Canadian Olympic Committee regarding the 2022 Winter Olympic team event medals. This is an ongoing story that we have been talking about for months now. From what we understand, they have already had a hearing on the three Russian appeals. There's just no decision yet.
Well, there has been some changes to the Grand Prix assignments, and this happens. We get the Grand Prix assignments, and then there are changes made within the next couple weeks, months leading up to the events. So Australia's Holly Harris and Jason Chan have been added to Skate Canada International. They're replacing Germany's Daria Grimm and Mikhail Savitsky at Skate Canada, as Daria and Mikhail plan on staying on the Junior Grand Prix. And if you remember, they were quite surprised to see their name listed on the Senior Grand Prix. So they are staying on the Junior Grand Prix, and Holly and Jason now have an assignment.
The ticketing registration platform is now open for Milano Cortina 2026 Winter Olympic Games. The registration is for the draw to access the first sales phase, so people can sign up without obligation to purchase. And it's something that, of course, I've already done, and I'm asking everyone around me to do, because I'm originally from Milan and I'm definitely going to be at these Olympic Games. So please do the same if you want to get a ticket there.
The ISU is supporting Javi Rea, former international figure skater, Olympian, and IOC young leader, who is nominated as an ambassador of Paris 2024 Pride House at the 2024 Summer Olympic Games.
That's a pretty big honor.
Yeah.
Yep.
Congrats to Javi. We saw Javi at Worlds.
We did.
He's doing quite well. Hopefully we're both trying to get him to come on the podcast here. But
yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll keep trying. He's kind of busy.
Timing. Yeah, things are crazy right now. I feel like in August we can kind of get back to doing interviews and getting folks on.
Yeah.
So 2010 Olympian Emily Samuelson Dunford's four-year-old son Nathaniel is undergoing treatment for a rare form of cancer. He is quite a brave little boy, and she gave me permission to share the GoFundMe that is set up for the family. This is to support Nathaniel and the family. And we'll put that link in our show notes.
So moving on to our segment on safe sport, we've got an update a little bit on the Korean investigation. Last week, Hyun Lee came forward as Skater A through an interview on Korea TV. The interview was all in Korean, and I know there have been translations out there online. But then I believe it was like just a day later, Hyun Lee posted a message in Korean on her Instagram account. And the Google Translate was, and I'm just going to read part of it. We'll have the link to her Instagram message in our show notes. But she said, "I'm really sorry. I don't know what to say to the many fans who were disappointed in me. As a member of the national team, I should have shown a better performance to the younger players and devoted myself to training with the other players who could not participate in the training camp. But I made a big mistake due to my short-term thinking. Even now that I think about it, my drinking was something I should have never done. And I continue to deeply reflect on it." And again, the rest of that comment is in, the link to it is will be in our show notes. Per the Korean Sports Association, a second review of Hyun Lee's case won't take place until late August or early September due to a backlog. Now, again, if you remember, she is suspended as she is Skater A. Skater A was suspended for 3 years. So this means if this stands, Hyun Lee will not be able to compete at the Olympics, will not be able to compete for the next three seasons. So we'll continue to follow this story. We will only mention things that are official. There's a lot of stuff online, you know, going around from who's saying what to certain things. But again, we'll just report on what is confirmed, and we will keep you updated.
As of July 1st, Australian Sports Commission will know.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
No longer recognize Ice Skating Australia as the national sporting organization for figure skating. This is a rare but serious punishment that will render ISA ineligible for a ton of benefits, including access to public funding and the right to use the Commonwealth coat of arms on athlete uniforms. I should note that this is not the ISU. This is the ASC, which is the Australian Sports Commission. This decision comes at the same time that ISA is already being investigated by Sports Integrity Australia over a series of complaints about alleged sexual misconduct, abuse, death threats, bullying, and intimidation within the sport. It's also since been revealed that police in at least 4 Australian states have received formal written complaints about alleged misbehavior involving other skating participants. Claims include accusations of grooming, male coaches sending inappropriate photos to teenage girls, and much more. We will keep you posted on any developments in this story.
Moving on to segments and events results. We have results from Broadmoor Open in Colorado Springs, Colorado, that took place between June 23rd and 28th. That included the 2024 Jump on It Camp that was invite only on June 28th.
And it was also National Theater on Ice in Evansville, Indiana. That's the national competition for Theater on Ice. So we are going to mention the senior and junior winners. Senior division was won by Harmony Theater Company of Michigan, and the juniors, Act One of Boston, which they are representing the Skating Club of Boston. So congratulations to all our Theater on Ice skaters.
We have some program announcements that have been added to our trackers on the website, so be sure to check those out. Moving on to featured articles, U.S. Figure Skating caught up with Ava Pate and Logan Bai about their May wedding. They talked about when they started dating, their engagement, wedding details, and where they went on their honeymoon.
And Gina, we know you really loved the article because you could hear Ivan and Logan saying these quotes as you were reading it.
Yeah, just because I've interviewed them before and have talked about the engagement and, you know, their how they got together and all of that. I just could hear them through this, and, you know, they're very fun, both of them. So it was a really good article, you know, nice to hear the details of the wedding and see the photos. I hear U.S. Figure Skating is also going to have one on Madison Chalk and Evan Bates. So that should be coming up soon. But yeah, I like these wedding stories when we actually get to hear what happens, because mostly we, you know, us fans and journalists get only the details based on photos and things they put out on social media. So it's nice to get the actual story behind their wedding day.
There is also a new article in conversation with Dr. Walter Virtanen of Finland. Anything GOE's interviews Dr. Walter, who at 36 was the oldest skater competing in the men's singles at the 2024 World Championships. We know Walter doesn't want to stop skating. So it's probably quite a nice interview to read and find out more about this superhuman that seems to be so much in love with the skating. And while he's having a very intense professional career as well.
So moving on to social media updates, Una and Gage Brown have posted a GoFundMe to help fund their skating through the 24-25 season. This is quite a sad story. The Browns are losing their home, and there are some big changes for Una and Gage. So please visit the GoFundMe and contribute if you can.
Well, Mark Sandusky posted on Instagram that he and Nika Dijernis are now coached by Drew Meekins and Natalia Mishkatunik.
The Haydenettes were recognized before the start of June 26th Red Sox game at Fenway Park.
Oh, Daphne, too bad you weren't at that game. I know you're a Red Sox fan.
I am. I will acknowledge I have not been as into baseball, probably because I have way too many projects going on. Canada's Chloe Panetta announced her retirement from competitive skating.
Mirai Nagasu shares more on her pregnancy with a video showing the last 9 months. Ty was born in April, so now we know when she had a baby. And speaking of babies, more baby news. Caroline Zhang and Grant Hoxine welcomed their second girl last week. Clara Elizabeth Hoxine was born June 27th, weighing 8 pounds and measuring 20.25 inches. Caroline and Clara are at home and doing well, and Clara joins big sister Charlotte. So congratulations to the Hoxine family. If you've ever seen Charlotte at an event, she is so cute. She always has her go Uncle Jason signs, mm-hmm, cheering on Jason Brown. So I'm sure as soon as little sister Clara is able to, she will have her sign cheering on Uncle Jason Brown.
The Youngest Academy of Bolzano, Matteo Zanni, have announced a summer gala show called A Night with Champions, which is part of an Ice Dance summer camp with Zanni and Margaglio, among other coaches. The gala will be taking place on July 19th in Česká Lípa, north of Prague in the Czech Republic. And the lineup includes local champions Natalita Šlerová, Filip Tašler, and Katarina Raskova and Daniel Mrazek. And from Finland, Julia Turkila, Mattia Versulis, and Jukka Orikara and Juho Pirinen, which is already there, actually, posted a couple of hours before we started recording, showing the skating rink.
And finally, Yuma Kageyama has one of the many skaters sharing photos of Dreams on Ice, the ice show in Japan. Alongside Yuma, other skaters involved were Ilya Malinin, Kaori Sakamoto, Soda Yamamoto, Shun Sato, and Junhua Cha.
Well, some upcoming events for the week. The 2024 Skate Milwaukee is taking place in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, July 8th through the 12th. The event will also serve as U.S. Junior Team Cup, and that's invite only. And that that U.S. Junior Team Cup is to help determine Junior Grand Prix assignments, the beginning Junior Grand Prix assignments. So that's a very important competition for our junior skaters. And then the 2024 Excel National Festival is taking place in Norwood, Massachusetts, July 11th to the 14th. And I think there's another competition coming up too, Daphne?
Yes. The Dallas Classic will be taking place next week from the 12th through the 14th in Plano, Texas. I'm very excited to be going. It's all ice dance, so it's solo and teams. I'm super stoked to get to go and photograph this event. A couple of years ago, coming out of the craziness of COVID, It was the first event that I went to kind of just get back into it. And I've kept it up as a tradition since then.
Yeah. And it's been the first NQS event for the past couple of seasons too, right?
Yes, it has. We like to end every episode by shining a lens on what's going on at FSO, IDC, and behind the scenes at This Week in Skating.
So on This Week in Skating, you might remember that we were talking about a video of Gina and I enjoying our This Week in Skating's work. So it's something that took a little longer than what we anticipated because we're trying to be creative, but it's almost ready. So be patient and you will see it and hopefully you will like it.
Yes, hopefully I will get to doing it this week. It just got when Mateo started sending me some of it, I was like, oh yeah, I'll work on it. And then the weekend happened and the weekend was crazy. They know. So I didn't get to it, but I will get to it this week. And yeah, it's taking us a little bit longer, but we promise it'll be up there.
So over at IDC, I have all of Harumi's photos from the Prince Mikasa Cup, as well as a new team series interview with Hannah Aboyan and Daniil Veselukin. So as you guys know, IDC is celebrating 25 years online. One of the things that we're doing is I've created a tribute video, and it gives the opportunity for coaches, parents, fans, past and present, to be able to submit a video just talking about what IDC has meant to them, and just happy anniversary messages. If you'd like to participate in that, the link will be in the show notes.
Well, over at FSO, the second in our collegiate series, an article with Audrey Liu will be going up on Tuesday, today.
So for a little bit of housekeeping, because of next week and Dallas Classic and a bit of craziness, we will not be posting a new episode. However, Gina and Mateo will still be busy with content, and we will come back to you the week after.
Yeah, we're actually, Mateo and I are doing an interview next week during our regular weekly recording time, and I'm the one going to be editing it, so maybe I will get it up in the same week, but it may have to wait until Daphne comes back. We'll see how well I do with this. My first time, I think, fully editing a podcast with more than just myself. But we'll keep you posted on our schedule. It just is maybe a little bit different for the next couple of weeks while Daphne is enjoying a vacation and Dallas Classic.
Yes. And before you know it, Gina, you know where we're going.
Well, Daphne, when I flipped the calendar to July today, I looked and I counted. It's 1 month until Lake Placid. Exactly. 4 weeks. I leave,
ready.
For you it's a little less, but I leave on a Monday, and today's Monday, so it's 4 weeks from today. For you, a little less than 4 weeks, because you're going on Saturday.
So I am. I'm going early this year. I just wanted more prep time or just chill time to be able to get there and get settled and, you know, gear up for the competition.
And I was thinking, why couldn't I just go on Sunday? I mean, it's not like I gotta take another day off from work. And then I found out I have a graduation party on Sunday before I go. So, well, that's not happening. I'm going on Monday as originally planned. So.
And I'm also planning a few trips for this summer. So there are no competitions that I can go to, but there are other events that I'm trying to access. I'm not going to name them, just not to jinx it. I'm making sure that I can actually go, because you never know with work and life. But one of them might have been mentioned in this episode, and that's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Mateo and I will see you next time. Safe travels, Daphne.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Week in Skating. Remember, you can keep up with us throughout the week by visiting our website at www.thisweekinskating.com. Connect with us on social media for additional updates. You can find us on Twitter at This Week in Skating without the E's, or Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at This Week in Skating. You got a burning question or feedback for Gina, Daphne, or Mateo? Reach out to us via social media or drop us an email at thisweekinskating@gmail.com. And if you're really enjoying the show and want to support us further, consider joining our Patreon community at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Until next time, have a nice week.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.